I know the lockdown was hard on everybody, but I think it was especially hard on single gay men. Hear me out, okay? For a lot of single gay men, there are periods of our life where the primary form of human contact that you have is through hooking up. And so when we weren't allowed to do that, it got real dark real fast. I say we, but I should clarify. That didn't happen to me. I'm actually married. So COVID didn't lessen the amount of sex I was having, but it did drastically increase the percentage of that sex that included my husband. Which is not to say that I'm a cheater. I'm not a cheater by any means. We had a non-monogamous relationship, and then COVID happened. We had to rein that in. You would think that having a global pandemic corral you back into monogamy would be a bad thing. But it really wasn't the worst. It wasn't so bad. I would liken it to revisiting an old video game. Because it's nowhere near as exciting as the first time you played it, but it's cool to know you remember all the shortcuts and you can still get to the final boss in one try. You don't care who gets their hands on that controller, you know you will always hold the high score. You put in the hours. Open relationships are not for everyone, but they work perfectly for me. Because I'm a loyal person, I'm a softie, so I really benefit from the security and the support that I get from my marriage. But I'm also a hot-blooded man, damn it. Just because I said a few vows a couple years ago doesn't mean I don't still get a thrill out of getting sexually rejected by strangers online. Thank you very much. A lot of people misunderstand what an open relationship is like. Monogamous people think that while they come home from a long day's work and they get yelled at for forgetting to buy toilet paper, non-monogamous people are out gallivanting every day having poolside orgies. That's obviously not true. In the winter, we move them indoors. They're fireside, not poolside. I misunderstood what an open relationship would be like before I was in one too. I always thought that it would be like when I had a full-time day job, but I still waited tables on weekends. Those were really fun shifts because I didn't need the work. I was just there to flirt and make a little weekend drug money, you know? I came and went as I pleased. I was aloof. It was great. That's not what being in an open relationship is like at all. It's less like having a fun weekend side hustle. It's more like having a full-time job and then sweating through a series of on-site training shifts for other jobs that you don't even want. But you just keep on applying because you're getting older and you need to know that you're still hireable, you know?